Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, pumpy, yummy, yumpy. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
All in favor to help Eve get revenge on her man Nicholas, say aye.
Aye.
Eve, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I am pretty good.
Okay, let's get you pretty great. How do we help this morning with that revenge on your man, Nicholas?
Well, I'm really looking forward to this. I'm so excited you guys are doing this with me. It's going to be awesome.
Put it out there, okay.
So my stupid-ass husband, Nicholas,
pulled
this prank on me at work, and it really pissed me off. So now I really am excited to get back at him. Basically, I work at a call center and I have a new job that is like a new position as a trainer. So it was a really big promotion for me and I was really excited. And I was training my first group, like, and I was so excited. And there's this one guy, he's really young, it's like his first job. So like he's a kid kind of, and it's like entry level, but it was really obvious that Ethan, that's the kid, developed feelings for me and had a crush on me.
Aww, and that's a little uncomfortable for you.
Yeah, it was a little bit awkward. I mean, it was kind of sweet. Like, at first I was like, oh, sweet, Ethan, you think Ethan likes me? But, you know, it's professional, this is work. But it sort of got really awkward really fast because he started asking me out on lunch dates and I had to, like, tell him no.
Yeah. Pump the brakes.
But I go home and tell my husband about all this because, like, who else do you vent with?
Yeah.
Your spouse. And last Monday, I was, like, ready for my last day of training with my very first group. And in the middle of the very last lesson, this delivery of an edible arrangement comes in, and it goes straight to Ethan. And this is sort of embarrassing on my part. Then I was like, oh, somebody must really, really like you. But then, like, he's reading this card that came on the arrangement, and he just, like, yells out, I do. And
what?
I was like, before I could even sort of, like, call my husband to say, see if he had anything to do with this.
Hold on. What do you mean?
I'm so confused.
He said, I do. And I was like, what is this about? And it turns out that he was reading the card. And the card said, because I look at it after this really awkward interruption in my class, it said, I was wondering if you'd join me for dinner tonight. If you want to do it, say I do to me in class. Love, Eve. And I was like, oh my God, Nicholas did this.
Okay, so hold on. You've told your husband about this kid that likes you, or this young man.
Exactly.
Then your husband set up a delivery to go, and he wrote that in the card? This was all really your husband?
Yes, it was all because of my husband. My husband is the one who embarrassed me at work. He pranked me with this edible arrangement to this guy who had a crush on me, and it was just like, Ethan is like a little innocent guy, but I think Nicholas was jealous and wanted to embarrass Ethan, but really he was embarrassing me, and it's like in front of everyone that I'm training. It was a really big disaster.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, what happens after that? Clearly you have to fill him in that, hey, I'm so sorry, but I didn't send this to you.
Exactly. And then it's like really awkward because it's not only did he embarrass himself in front of everyone in our training group in this work setting that's his new job, but also I'm then embarrassed and I had to tell him, no, it's my husband. But then that's like I've been talking about him to my husband.
Oh, gosh.
It's like I don't want to get in trouble with HR for real. Like, and that could have happened because that was like inappropriate.
Right. So you need to get revenge, girl. That's exactly what you need.
Like, it really isn't a big deal at work, actually, but, like, my husband doesn't know that yet, and it could have been, you know?
Of course.
All right, how many seconds are we going to give this girl?
206.
206 seconds to convince and coax your hubby into baby talking to you live on the radio. You up for it, Miss Eve?
I'm up for it. It's going to be a piece of cake.
All right, perfect. Do you guys baby talk in the relationship?
I mean, he does this, like, sort of baby voice, like, in the morning sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he will know what I mean when I say I need
Oh, perfect, because it's morning. Uh-huh. All right, so let's call him up, and we're going to embarrass him as he's embarrassed you, okay?
I'm in. Let's go.
All right, Cupcake Call up next. It's your Morning Mess. Okay, Morning Mess back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Eve, and she needs revenge on her man in the worst way. So Miss Eve got a new position at work. She's a trainer, a little promotion for her.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously a trainer, you have some trainees, people in training. Well, she found out with all these people that she's working with, one of these guys has a crush on her. She goes home and tells her man about this innocent little crush from one of the people she's training. It's just like a little innocent crush.
Because he's younger too, right?
Basically, he decides he wants to pull a prank on his wife. He orders edible arrangements to go to her workplace, makes it sound like she's sending it to this guy that has a crush on her and even signed it with Eve's name. Am I getting all this right, Eve?
Yes, you're right. It's like double undercover, but yes, that's exactly what happened.
And his name is Ethan, right? The guy that has a crush on you?
Yeah, Ethan is the trainee.
The trainee. So this edible arrangement goes to Ethan, and what does the card say again?
It says, if you want to go to dinner with me, all you need to do is say, I do, in class. So he yelled, I do, in the middle of class, because he wanted to go to dinner with me. So
oh,
it was like,
God.
And it said, love, Eve, on the card.
At that point, do you already know that this must be your husband's doing, because he's a prankster?
I mean, I knew, like, after Ethan yelled, I was like, oh, no.
Because your man is the only one you told about it.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Sucks. God, this poor guy. God. And you had to break it to him that it was just a joke?
Yes. And then it's like, you're the butt of my husband's joke, like, because I told him. About
and he
it.
Wanted you to be the butt. How is it working with Ethan now?
Awkward.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him.
I would quit.
Oh, girl.
She just got promoted.
No, not her, him.
Oh, yeah. I would totally quit if I'm Ethan.
No, I probably, yeah.
The hell with that program. Oh. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
How many seconds are we giving Eve?
206.
206 seconds, Eve, to convince and coax your man, Nicholas, into baby talking to you live on the radio. That way we can embarrass him as he's embarrassed you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Eve, we're doing this for the Ethans of the world, okay?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Hello? Babe, I need you to come to work right now. Like, come to the call center right now.
What? You okay?
I need you to come to my work right now. Ethan told the HR about the stupid edible arrangement thing that you pulled, and nobody believes me that it wasn't me. They all think that I actually sent the card, and they don't believe me that it was you. And I need you to come to my work and make things right, because it's a big deal. Like, HR is involved, and I could lose my job, and it's all your fault. And if you don't
Way HR is calling out on this. This is like an innocent prank. They should just fire the kid and be done with it.
It's an innocent prank, but it's, like, inappropriate at work. And I was the person in charge, and was in my class, and he's younger. It's like, looks like I'm preying on some little kid. I need you to come, and, like, seriously, I'm about to go into a meeting, and it's, like, really important that I don't lose my job. So, like, come to my office now.
I mean, I can't leave work right now either. I'm at work.
Well, leave. Like, tell them you have an emergency. It's an emergency. You've got to come help your wife.
I seriously can't leave right now, and you're kind of freaking out.
If you don't get here, I'm really going to freak out, and you're going to be so later on at home if I lose my job, because this is, like, a big deal.
Please calm down. It's not going to be like that.
Look, if you don't come here, you have got to help me calm down and focus, because if I lose my mind in front of my boss, it's over. If I can't go into HR, like, with a clear head, then I'm going to lose my job, and then it's really your fault, and I don't know what I'm going to do. It's
just,
like,
calm down and take
really
a breath.
Important.
You are absolutely going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
I need you to, like, really calm me down. Like, when I'm mad and I don't want to go to work in the morning, like, I need you to give me the real voice. Make me feel better.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You either could come here now, or you give me what I want, or I'm never going to get naked again.
You are totally being so weird. Wait, what do you want me to do?
I want you to do your morning voice to me, because I'm at work and I'm about to lose my mind before I get fired in an HR meeting.
And that will calm you down?
Yes, if you do it now, but if you keep on going on and on, like, you don't know what I'm talking about, then I'm going to go in there and get fired.
Okay, all right, hold on. All right. Hey there, sugar booger, EVPV, wakey-bakey. It's time to wakey-uppy. Daddy's got to see it work, but he can't wait to see his little sexy mama when he gets his fine ass back home. And maybe
if she gets fired and she can stay home and clean up the Big Goody house because it's really messy right now.
What?
That's rude.
That's rude.
Yes, it is. What the heck?
Nicholas?
What is going on?
Yeah. So, Nicholas, you're live on the radio right now, Nick.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You're live on the radio with the Morning Mess, and you've just been Cupcake Carl.
You're doing really good until you put that sexy shit about me cleaning the house.
For real?
Yeah.
Eve, you want to let him know why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
I do. Because of Ethan, Nicholas. Come on, man. Like, the edible arrangement and Ethan.
Seriously? Are you kidding me? You got me on the radio?
Yeah, I would be more concerned at how sexist you sound with her, my guy.
Oh my god. Exactly. My point, exactly.
Nicholas, do you like biscuits?
Oh my god.
Jeffy.
Because it sounds like you resting, you're going to get no biscuits. That's what I'm thinking, baby.
I might actually agree with you on this.
Right. Eve, do you like baking biscuits?
Oh my god.
Eve, do you have biscuits? Eve, are you giving out biscuits?
Nobody has any biscuits.
Nobody has any biscuits.
Gosh.
I quit. Doesn't work anymore.
Someone get Joey a biscuit.
Thank god.
He doesn't like them.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.